Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. You hold the key to your better life. This is the first element of the grief code, the first step towards your personal truth, to unlock the grief code and to heal the unresolved and unknown. I spent a lot of time in my life drifting. And then when I started searching for answers through my own grief, I got better. I asked better questions and I got better answers. And when I was introduced to a man who would eventually become my first mentor, proper personal growth mentor, intentional mentor, I had other mentors through life, but the first one that was part of my personal growth journey, I actually listened to what he had to say over and over again. Now, I wanted to, at that point, I wanted to secure my financial future and that of my families. And I got introduced by my brother to a guy who helped build wealth through property. But the interesting thing is he didn't talk only about property. In fact, it was, I wouldn't say secondary, but almost, like, he spoke mostly about mindset. Because if you're going to be successful in any area of life, you have to upgrade your mindset. Now, these were words I needed to hear at the time. And so when I went to see a free event after listening to his words over and over again on recordings and forcing myself at times to listen because I knew I needed it, even though it made me cringe and I felt really uncomfortable because it was pressing a lot of buttons and triggering me a lot around my very much a state of lack. So I forced myself, like I pushed myself to listen because I knew I needed it. So when I went to his event and he spent half the day talking about property, but in the second half of that, he talked about mindset. And when he said he had a program that he was offering, and of course, like they usually do at these events, there was a special offer. I just knew I needed to do it. And when he said, well, you know, if you're interested in this offer, please come to the front of the room. Well, I no hesitation, I went to the front of the room. And I said, look, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to go home and my wife's going to be skeptical because we haven't done anything like this before. And but I do want to get this offer today, but I'll have to have a conversation. And he said, that's absolutely fine. You can do that. But let me just ask you this before you have that conversation with your wife. He said, why do you want to do this program? And it's one of those moments where words came out of me. It felt involuntary, like it wasn't a conscious thought, but I said the words, because I'm sick of being mediocre. And after I uttered those words, I was almost like, not almost, I was like shocked. I'm like, oh, where did that come from? It's just one of those moments. But I meant it, like I was sick of being mediocre. I was sick of drifting. I was sick of being on the treadmill and going nowhere. And so after starting to work with this mentor for a while, I think I'd probably listened to all his every bit of audio that he had out there, and I messaged him and said, what else have you got for me? And he said, have you listened to this? I said, yeah, all that. He said, oh, well, just, you know, listen to them again. And then later that week, he releases an email with a video, and it was a video from Jim Rohn, and it was titled when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I still laugh at it now because I was ready and there he was posting something. I don't know if that was by design, whether he had already had that scheduled in his system, or whether he had an assistant that did all of those sort of videos, but it was right at the right time. And I was ready. And I listened to Jim Rohn after hearing that video of him talk about when the student is ready. And I listened to Jim Rohn again and again and again. And then I'm like, I needed something new. So I looked again and I found Les Brown. And I listened to Les Brown again and again and again. And these guys just had such simple messages, but powerful. Les Brown was like an American accent that really unique and not for everyone. But for me, I just loved the simplicity of his words. And it just made so much sense to me. And so I just couldn't get enough. And I journaled. He talked about journaling. I started journaling. I journaled on what the words that he said and what they meant. And then I find Les Brown, who's got this booming, deep voice. And I'm like, oh, this guy's talking to me because he's actually pumping me up and he's getting me going. And I mentioned both of these guys because they talked about this message around it's you. It's on you. No one else. Who else would do it? And it's your responsibility. And this concept of you need to take full responsibility for your life. And I'm like, what? Like full responsibility? But what about all these things that other people do and all these circumstances that are out of my control? Like, how am I taking responsibility for that? But I listened and I tried to adopt that and listen to why. And the message was that I eventually realized is that when you take full responsibility, you get back your power. You get back your self-control. You stop being controlled by other people and you're able to take control of everything because you're responsible for it, the good, the bad, and the indifferent. It will set you free. It certainly set me free. And I won't say it was easy, but it was simple in that every time something came up, being able to say, okay, well, yeah, this is something I'm going to have to address, even in conversations eventually, where I was able to have conversations in relationships to go, okay, well, let me just have a think about what that is. Because I'd spent a lot of time blaming. After grief, that can be something that really happens a lot, is that you blame everyone else. It's a natural part of the grieving process. But if you stay stuck in that blame, like I did for many years, then you're unable to move forward. What I realized is that another moment of grief is when I gave up my power, I gave up my self-control when I was a teenager, because as I've mentioned I probably would have mentioned in the first episode, that I was highly emotional and I would get myself into situations where I would end up feeling like I'd be the one who got in trouble as a kid. And I made a decision in my early teens that I wasn't going to do that anymore, that whatever unfolded, I would just go, yeah, okay, and I'll wear whatever comes. I won't fight it. I didn't want to fight anymore, but I gave it my power because I basically just accepted whatever fate come my way without actually having any control around that, any self-determination, any self-control, any responsibility. So getting that back at the age of 38, 39, 40, and really starting to make that a big part of my life, man, it changed everything. And it can change everything for you too by having that realization that you hold the key. You hold the key to your better life, not anyone else. What Les Brown says, who would you expect would come and be responsible for it? No one. No one's coming to save you. You'll need to take some action yourself. And that's not to say that you can't get help. You can't get help. And I actually highly recommend finding people to help you to get, like my mentor said to me, find mentors, get yourself a mentor, have people to listen to, have people who have been where you want to be and done what you want to do and are now in a great place because of everything that they've done. But ultimately, the responsibility lies with you. You have to make that commitment to yourself that you're worthy, that you are ready, and that it's up to you. And actually that reminded me of another phrase that my mentor used to use. His name was Michael. I'm not sure why I haven't been using his name, but yeah, Michael used to share this phrase. 10 words, each of them two letters, but really powerful, right? So 20 letters in all. If it is to be, it is up to me. And that was a phrase that I put up on my wall. I had it in my phone to read every morning. And it just became, again, a mantra to live my life by, to have that responsibility, but also that power, that self-control to really change my life. Now, what you'll find is that when you take that personal responsibility, that life will throw different things at you. And when you've taken full responsibility, you'll be ready to deal with them. Because challenges don't actually get lessened as you go through life. They actually increase. But if you go on a journey where you improve your ability to deal with the challenges, then you will always come out the other side in a better place. So the goal is not to run away from challenges. It's to embrace them, invite them in, invite whatever the next layer is with personal responsibility, with personal self-control, and find new ways to overcome those challenges. And each time you do, you're building a new tool, a new skill, a new level of resilience, a new level of strength, more determination, and the ability to take on whatever's next, to continue to climb that mountain, continue to find more perseverance. And one of the other things that you'll find on the journey is that you'll start to heal. You'll start to realize that you can let go of some of these pains that have been impacting you, some of these emotions, heavy emotions from grief that have been having a negative impact on your life, that have been keeping you stuck, that have been stopping you from having clarity on what's next, stop you having the impact you want to have on the world. And when I say that, it doesn't have to be like the whole world. It can be your world, your little part of the world, because not everyone's ready for that. Not everyone's ready for that big mission. Whatever that is for you, the difference you want to make in your immediate circle to create a better life for you, for those around you, if you have a partner, if you have kids, if you have parents who are getting older and you want to be able to support them. Les Brown said, you need to have whys, big reasons why. Why that you want to go on this journey. And a lot of his were related to his family. He has, if my mum ever gets sick, I want to have the resources to be able to take her to any hospital that she needs, to get any medical treatment that she needs. He wanted to be able to support his children. He wanted to be able to make an impact. So have those reasons why, because they will power you. They are your part of starting to have purpose, right? Your why statement. Why connects emotionally to your journey. So those days that are tough, because you will have tough days, those reasons why, they will drag you through. As Les Brown also said, reasons give you comeback power. Reasons give you staying power. They're really powerful. So the message today, you hold the key to your better life, taking full responsibility. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And just realizing that each challenge that presents itself to you is presenting because you are ready. Life throws at us what we're ready to deal with, not what we think we want. And whatever's coming up for you at the moment, you're ready. Take responsibility, take self-control, let go of the external control, and start stepping into your power. It will change your life. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.